And our theme there with Larry Rezavi and his out-of-tone checks, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 75 degrees here in central Minnesota, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are CASM. And it is our 299th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Walter Ostonek. How are you doing, Walter?
Very good, sir.
Good.
Very good.
And for the distance that you are away from us, sounding nice and clear, where exactly are you at?
I'm 10 miles away from Niagara Falls. I'm St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay, so you're way east of us then, way east and north. Okay.
Yeah, near Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, New York.
Sure, sure.
And right on the Canadian side.
What's the weather like in your region there this morning?
Sunny and warm.
Sunny and warm, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, good. And so we, you know, just a little bit about this. We've started this program way back in the day. Our very first guest on the Musicians Come and Play program was Wally Pickle. Do you remember Wally at all?
Sure.
Yeah, great.
Wally Pickle, didn't he, the guy that played two trumpets at the same time?
Yeah, and jumped on a pogo stick, yeah.
Yeah, he actually came to see me in Kitchener, Ontario during Oktoberfest one year.
Oh, really? Okay.
He had a group, yeah.
Yep. We lost him about a year ago, I think it was, year and a half ago. But
yeah.
great musician. And so we've had just a host of musicians every week since that time. So 299th edition you are this morning, Walter. So tell
us. You couldn't have made it 300, eh?
Well, yeah. We were going to do that, but that's next week. So and you're busy next week. So you get to be leading us into that. Well,
okay. Folks
don't know you real well around here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in music and where you were born and raised. Give us a little history.
I was born in Quebec, Canada, in the French area of Canada, in 1935. And my mother and father worked in a gold mine. And it was tough goings and not too much smiling. And how I got to like music was once a year they brought their friends over for the weekend, and that was the only time I seen my mother and father really smiling and having a good time, and they were dancing and eating and drinking and joking and laughing, and they had this one accordion player that played a diatonic three-row button box, and he was sitting in the corner there, and everybody was happy, and they came about 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and they never left till home for home till 5 o'clock Sunday night, and I seen everybody so happy. I fell asleep, and I woke up, and they were still going at it. And I said to myself, you know, I think this is what I'd like to do. And I had my wish.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how old were you at about that time then? You were how
old? 4 years old.
4 years old, okay.
Yeah, and I got my first accordion at the age of 8,
uh-huh.
which was a button accordion, and then at the age of 12, I received my first piano accordion, and then I just had, a dream, and mm-hmm. I worked hard at it, and then I became friends with Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, yes.
And being that the Cleveland is only four hours away from where I live. And,
okay.
Yeah, so we touched, got to be friends, and he was 20 years younger than I was.
Uh-huh.
I mean, older than I was. And the thing is, we just somehow we hit it off, and I started following him and many other musicians in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's where it all started.
Okay, so backing up just a bit, did you take music in school at all?
I did, yeah. I took not on button accordion. I made my first mistake. I started playing the button accordion by ear,
uh-huh.
and I had a couple of lessons from a boarder that lived at our house, and then after that I was on my own, and then I moved. At that time I was living on a farm, and then I moved into town, and then the guys that I went to school with said, "Well, I understand you're playing accordion," so I was playing the button accordion. They said, "That's okay, but how about if you see if you can get a piano accordion?"
So, oh yes.
I bugged my mother and father, and finally they got me an accordion, $189 Hohner.
Uh-huh.
And I started there and took some lessons, and just went on from there.
Sure, sure. Now, did you do something in your lifetime besides music for work, for a living?
I did all kinds of things. I worked in a clothing store, and then I was, matter of fact, I'm going to celebration today, my partner passed away, and then I worked I worked in a clothing store. I was partners with a guy in a clothing store, and then I got into music, and I started a music center, and I had a music center for 40 years. We just sold it 5 years ago. My son and I
uh-huh.
were running it, and he's still running it for the people that bought us out. So everything's great. Yeah, so music basically was my life, all my life.
Sure. How about your son? Is he picking it up too, following in your footsteps?
Well, he played in my band for 8 years. He played bass.
Oh, he did?
In my band, yeah. So he's recorded, I did 103 albums.
103.
He's recorded probably about 80 of them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's awesome.
And
yeah.
Last night I was with Murray McFadgen, who was my vocalist on about 80 albums.
Oh,
and
my
we
word.
We were out together last night, matter of fact. But,
oh, my word. So that's at that rate, you were recording 2-3 times a year then, probably.
I was doing a lot of recording. I was just into it, and I had a lot of get up and go. And
sure.
I had a good wife that she passed away now, but
uh-huh.
she worked in the store and opened it up when we were on the road. And,
oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
I was very, very busy. I was had my own television show in Hamilton, which is 30 miles away. I had that for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Then I had another TV show in Kitchener, Ontario, where it's a large Oktoberfest. And I was there for 24 years. And
okay.
Now I'm still on TV in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And with a fellow by the name of Brian Sklar and the Western Senators.
Oh, yes.
We have a TV show. We've been on the air for 11 years. We're on still 4 times a week. But we've quit recording now.
Okay.
The show is still on.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So, first of all, so you're learning the accordion. Did you start your own band right away, or did you play with
them? Well, it was a little ways away. I played with a bunch of guys,
uh-huh.
and then we started a six-piece band and rehearsed on Sundays, and all of a sudden we got a little bit of work. Now, there was no, I wasn't the leader. It was just I was one of the boys.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a chance to play with another polka guy, and we started up the band together. And then I had a chance to play with a country, a very famous country band in my area. They're on radio 3 times a week. And so I joined up with them. And after that, I decided it was time to start my own band. And I started my own band in 1957, January 26th, and I got married February 22nd to my wife Irene, and that was it. I just kept going, and I loved music. She loved music.
Uh-huh.
She loved dancing. I wasn't much of a dancer, but she enjoyed it, and we, you know,
did well. You
we
bet.
Were married for a long time since just now she passed away. A
sure,
little while ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
But okay. Well,
I have a daughter and a son.
Daughter and son. Okay.
My daughter lives with me, and my son's not too far away, and
good.
He still
good.
Runs the store for the other people that bought us out. So.
So, when you started playing, then what kind of instrumentation? How many members in the band? What did they play?
Well, I had five piece when I started. I had an accordion, saxophone, banjo, bass, and drums.
Oh yes.
And a banjo player played guitar also.
And you.
And then later on, I added a vocalist.
Okay. And you primarily played the Cleveland style, or would
Cleveland,
you describe?
That's basically my style, Cleveland style.
Cleveland style. Yeah.
I was just in Enon Valley last weekend, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I played with guys, maybe you've heard of them, like Eddie Klanick and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Don Whitella, Frank Stanger, Bill Bevick, Joe Gerkman, Carl Lukic, Jack Taddy. Then on Sunday, I played with Eddie Rodick and Dick Taddy. And, you know, I know all the guys, like...
Yep.
Cleveland style, I know everybody.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Around here, we're more Dutchman style here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know that, and I'm sure you probably run into some of those guys over the years, like
Harold
Offenbacher.
Some of them, yes, and what's her name? Becky Nia.
Ivanhoe Dutchman.
Ivanhoe Dutchman.
Yep.
They were in Cleveland a couple years ago.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And she's got a nice band, and she's a very nice, pleasant lady.
You bet. But, so I'll bet you got to rub elbows with a lot of great accordion players over the years. You mentioned Frankie Yankovic.
Well, I also did the Lawrence Welk show with Myron Florin.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And I also did the Phil Donahue show in Chicago with Frankie Yankovic and Lawrence Welk.
Uh-huh.
And I did the Johnny Carson show with Frankie Yankovic in New York City. This is in the 60s, and... like I said, besides having all my own shows and first time on Cleveland that I was on TV, I was with Eddie Abbott from Cleveland, and he had me on Polka Varieties, which was on for 25 years.
All right.
And the last 5 years I did that every second week. I used to go to Cleveland and was there with as a guest.
Neat.
Yeah,
well, that's neat. Well, Walter, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and close out the show with you.
All right.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. Here's a thought for these hot days of summer. Why not whip up a batch of ground bologna? Just grind up a ring of bologna along with some dill pickles, stir in some salad dressing, and chill. It's great on a piece of bread as a sandwich or served on a cracker as an hors d'oeuvre along with your favorite ice-cold beverage. Whoa, I'm hungry now. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat, the smoked maple with wild rice brat. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. This week you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, hosting and cooking at the brat sale will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The ladies will also be demoing those delicious smoked maple with wild rice brats, so you'll have the opportunity to sample for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And thank you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Well, Walter, for being our guest on the program, and I've done this, we've done this, the St. Joe Meat Market has put up a meat package and gotten that off to the guest every week. All these... 298 shows. Now, this week, a little bit of a curve. I checked with the post office, and boy, you need almost a congressional act of whatever to get a meat package across the border into Canada. So we'll have to work on that one.
Well, keep working on it.
Okay. We'll do that.
I'll enjoy it when I get it.
Absolutely. And I'll talk to you off the air after the show is over. We'll see if we can fine-tune those details. But at any rate, I'll bet over the years you've played a few polka fests and enjoyed a few brats and beverages at some of these polka fests too, huh?
Well, I've done a lot of them over my lifetime, and I've had a great time. Like I said, I don't know. You ever heard of Joey Miskelin, who plays with the Riders in the Sky, and Frankie Yankovic, for 25 years.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Italy right now, but I've done a lot of different things with him also. He's been on probably 60 or 70 of my albums.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and also, I mean, with many, many other musicians. Yep.
Yeah.
I've recorded, yeah.
Were there any other accordion players that you idolized or looked up to as you were developing your career?
Well, Frankie Ankerick, Myron Florin, Dick Contino.
Uh-huh.
These were all, and I became good friends with them, you know.
Sure.
And many, many others, Charles Mignanti, and I used to watch in Chicago, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips when they were on television.
Okay.
And Lou Prohut, who took his place after. He had the Polka Go-Rounders on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I got to know all these guys, and they became friends, my friends, you know.
So. Sure, sure.
And I mean, I went out after it because I wanted to be friends. And I'm friends with all the guys, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't care if they're mediocre or semi-professional or professional. I try and be nice with everybody, you know.
Well, you've been named the Polka King of Canada. How did that come about? Is there anybody else up there playing polka music?
Yeah, there is polka. Yeah, the thing is that I didn't. Frankie Ankovic actually won it in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And he won it three times, and after that they didn't have any more polka extravaganzas. But he did win it three times, it was, and he became America's Polka King.
Sure.
But in my case, I did so much, and Frank told me, like, he used to do my TV show. He used to come to Canada and Joey Miskelin when we were recording, and he says, Walter, if you don't take that word, Canada's Polka King, somebody else is going to snag it.
Oh, yes.
Nobody has done what you've done in the polka field.
Uh-huh.
And so I just said, well, you know, if I don't use it, somebody else will. And I started, and nobody ever bothered with it, you know. So
sure.
That's the way it was. It's self-proclaimed, but
Good.
I've done a lot, and I mean, my bio sheet will tell you to my story. You know,
absolutely.
So. Yeah.
You bet. Now, when you started out back in the days, Walter, did you play a lot of ballrooms and dance halls? Did you have that type of thing up in your area?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we played. I was lucky to play basically all dances.
Really? Wow.
Once in a while I would have a show that I would do.
Sure.
You know, like a stage show. But but most of my jobs weren't in pubs and in hotels and that. They were in halls, the German hall, the Slovenian hall, the Polish hall,
uh-huh.
and whatever hall.
Nice.
And, you know, in the old days we used to, and we played arenas also, ice arenas, being that hockey is a big thing in Canada.
Yes.
And there was a time where the government of Ontario, they had a lottery. And if you needed a new arena, if you could come up with half the money, Lotario gave the other half. And so a lot of arenas that were kind of old, they tore them down. So we were there for the last dance. And then they'd build a new arena, and we'd be there for the first dance. So we used to get 1,000, 1,200 people, 1,400 people at a dance in the old days.
Wow.
And everybody was young, and, you know, when
yep.
I was on TV, people were asking for tickets, and
sure.
I mean, it was like, I used to sell my LPs, and never mind the CDs, but LPs.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to set them up. They were buying them off me. You know
oh,
I mean?
My goodness.
But today is a different story.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
You bet.
But I had my fling at it, and it was a good one. I have no regrets whatsoever.
Now, are you still playing active
yet?
Oh, yeah. You are.
Yeah. Yeah. Last weekend I played 3 days, Friday,
okay.
Saturday, Sunday.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What's it like with the band? Do you have charts written up? Did you write your own music? Or?
Well, the thing is, now I don't have a sax anymore. I have a keyboard player. So
okay.
He sings and plays keyboards.
Uh-huh.
I still have the guitar, bass, and drums and accordion.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't have anything written out anymore.
Oh, okay. And
but
you're...
then when I had the television show, I wrote everything out. Yeah,
oh, you did.
The sax player because I was fussy.
Okay.
You know, he had to play right on the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just kind of gliding around. You know, you had to know what you're doing. So.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I've got...
I was very fussy. I was a tough band leader in my younger days because I had a goal.
Yeah.
Goal in life, and I reached that goal. And now I'm easier going, you know, and I'm also older.
Yes, yes. Well, I have a good picture of you here because I'm looking at a handful of your CDs here. Yeah. I've got your 35th anniversary. So that's a few years back, huh?
Yeah, 35th anniversary. I think that's my first Grammy winner.
Okay.
I won 3 Grammys, and I was nominated 21 times. So.
Oh, yeah, and I've got that.
So I met a lot of nice people with the Grammys, also polka people, and, know. Yeah.
And then I've got a CD here that says Nonstop Polka Mania.
Yeah, that was when James Last was around.
Okay.
From Germany, and we put out a Nonstop. Matter of fact, I have a famous banjo player on that album, Nonstop. Was Georgie Cook, who played with Frankie Yankovic on his first Just Because in Blue Skirt Waltz.
Oh, yes. Okay.
2 million sellers, yeah.
Then I've got another one here that says Timeless, 22 Polkas and Waltzes.
That's a later one.
That's a newer one.
Now, that on banjo, I'm using Ronnie Sluga, who also played with Frankie Yankovic.
Okay.
And I played with him last week, so he's still around. He's a year younger than I am.
And then the last one I've got in my hand here is Walter Ostonek and his band, along with Brian Sklar and the Western Senators.
Brian Sklar, they're from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Which is dueling a couple
polkas.
Thousand miles away.
Yeah. So nice. I've had a chance to listen to a little bit of it. Great, great music. Boy, you guys really had her going.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
What? How many? Any idea how many CDs are out and available yet by you?
I don't know how many, but I put out 103.
103. Whoa, that's a bunch. So pretty much
every
song.
There's still a lot of them out there. You know, I'm still on a label out of Buffalo on Sunshine.
Okay.
Sunshine Records.
And
I was on Sunshine in Canada, Sunshine in the States, but things have kind of slacked off a little bit.
Sure.
Now, aren't buying CDs like they used to.
Do you market your own, or do you have a production company?
No, I don't have a production. I used to market my own, but it's not, I think that's my recording days are over because the sales aren't there.
Right, right. You know? We totally understand that.
Like that Timeless one, that's one of my last ones.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, and then... Brian, he's putting out the CDs from our TV show.
Okay.
It's like I said, we're still on TV out in Western Canada. So.
Well, we're going to feature some of that music in the next segment coming up here in just a little bit, so folks will get a little taste of some of your music there.
Yeah.
We're coming down towards the end of the show, Walter. I always ask each and every guest at this time if they would care to share a memory over the years. I know we talked on the phone and you mentioned the Grammys that you've won. Go ahead and enlarge on that.
Well, the thing is that the first time I was on television in Cleveland, Ohio, it was Eddie Abbott. I came out to see them perform live on TV on Sunday. I played Saturday night and didn't get much sleep and drove to Cleveland. And as I rapped on the door in a Sunday morning, he said to me, "Walter, I got something different for you today." I says, "What?" He says, "You're going to be on TV." I said, "Oh, man." So I was nervous like you can't believe it. But that was the first time I was on TV. And Eddie Abbott was a personal friend of mine, and I really liked his band. And, and that's one of the highlights. But the Grammys definitely is, one of the highlights. And I also have been... given the Order of Canada, which is the highest award you can get in Canada, and the Walkway of Fame in Toronto.
Oh, my gosh,
Like, I've been very, very fortunate. You know, I'm in the Chicago Hall of Fame. I'm in the Cleveland Hall of Fame. I'm in the in Minnesota at the Iron Range.
Oh, yes. And we talked about that, too. You had mentioned.
I used to play there, with different guys. And
you knew Florian Chmielewski.
Yeah, I know him real well.
Yes, and his daughter, Patty. And that was a big deal up there at Iron World those years. You guys really had it going up there, too.
Yeah. So, I traveled basically, and to Europe. I was with Ausenik, which is he was one of the most famous bands in Slovenia, and with Lojze Slak, and I was on his 30th anniversary show. And it just one thing after another. I've been in Germany. I did an album in Switzerland. I was just in Holland in April. I played New York City in May. And I'm not busy like I was, but that's good.
Yeah.
I'm 84 years old, so I can't take it like I used to.
No, no. I always tell people we're not 20 anymore. it makes a difference.
My body tells me different.
That's right. Advice for a young person that would be ambitious like you were when you were growing up. Go for it, or is it too tough to make it go nowadays with diminishing?
Well, here's my suggestion to all young people that want to become a musician. You get a good schooling, that you have a backup, okay?
Yeah.
And so that in case the music doesn't go, that you have something to back up on so that you can make a living, because you have to make a living. Music can be a dream.
Yeah.
Sometime it works, sometime it don't work. But for me, it worked.
Yeah.
But I also had a second job all my life. It was tough. I couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
But in the young days, if you have a lot of get up and go, you can maybe get your dream come true.
There you go.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I have done everything, and I'm not bragging. I'm being very, very honest. I've done everything that I wanted to do in music and whatever, and I'm a very happy person. You know what I mean?
Yep. No regrets.
Older now, but all my memories are just beautiful.
Well,
and even to this day.
That is awesome. You know, and that's what you want to do. We've heard from numerous people as guests here that music makes you happy. There's such good therapy in music.
Absolutely, and I love music, and I like joking around with musicians. And, you know, I was with my keyboard player last night and my singer that's did all these albums with me. And, I mean, we're still the best of friends. No animosity.
There you go.
And that's another thing.
Absolutely.
If anybody did anything to you, you got to forgive.
That's right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Because, if you don't forgive, it'll probably bother you more than him.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, very good, Walter. We won't take any more of your time. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We might just do this thing again sometime.
Okay, very good.
All right. So with
all the best to you and your listeners.
All right. So with that, I'm going to let you run, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment then.
Okay.
Sounds
all right,
good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Walter Ostonek, our 299th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, don't go away. We've got music coming up by Walter Ostonek.